Hello and welcome to Webhack Wednesday. I'm Martin Beebe.
And I'm Martin Kern.
And today we are going to be speaking about middleware. We've already discussed middleware once, but we're going to be looking at you. What's wrong?
Middleware.
Yes.
Right, sorry. We've got a problem because in the production meeting that we had earlier on,
yes,
when you mentioned middleware, I thought you said leisureware.
Right.
I thought it was a bit odd.
It is, yeah.
But I presumed from that we were going on holiday of some sort. So I've arranged for us to go on holiday.
Oh.
To here.
Deal.
Yeah, well.
It's beautiful still waters there, man. Look at this.
Very still. But and then I was thinking, well, leisureware is quite vague. So I've bought us a little present each. What we've got here is some inflatable airplane pillow hoodies. So what happens is we put this on like this. And not only are you wearing a nice comfortable hoodie to keep your head and ears warm, but you've got like a pillow that you can just sleep on there.
It's beautiful. It's actually branded. Look, Microsoft.
They are branded, yeah.
Microsoft Imagine.
Indeed, we can only imagine the comfort that could be achieved through something like this.
Can you imagine the meeting where they agreed to create?
let's get loads of these. Yeah.
Like on the air, I can see this being quite useful. Like on a plane.
If we were going on holiday, that would be very good. But we're not going on holiday, are we?
You meant middleware.
You didn't mean leisure.
Oh yes.
So
talk about ASP.NET.
Yeah. So these are redundant now.
They're not redundant. They're still the finest pieces of tat swag.
But I'm disappointed that we're not going on holiday. So I'm going to take us back to the studio.
Do you know what swag stands for?
I do, but I've forgotten, and it's better that you tell me.
I can't actually. I think it's sweaters, wearables, and gifts.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know this.
Yeah. I think we both found that out at the same time, didn't we?
Yeah, Andrew Fryer in a meeting randomly shouted out, swags, sweaters,
wearables, and gifts.
And I just went, wow. I've been working as an evangelist for 6 years and never known that was the name.
No.
Anyway, by the by.
Okay.
So let's have a look at
middleware. Why is middleware then?
Well, we've looked at middleware previously on Webpack Wednesdays and ASP.NET Core.
Yeah.
It's a concept which is in something like Node or already, but it's new to ASP.NET.
You might have thought that I'd have heard it correctly on the basis that we have.
Yeah. It's as if these production meetings are fictional.
It's as if they're vehicles for humour, which obviously they're not. We take this very seriously and we do have production meetings.
It's all we just miss them every time. Yeah. But the middleware concept is, a request comes into your server, and you need to generate a response for the user, for their browser.
Okay, yeah.
So middleware is almost like the layers or the different pieces of software, the pieces of middleware, that the request goes through to construct a request.
Okay.
A response, sorry. So the request comes in and you generate a response. So you might in an application have just one piece of middleware, or you might have many pieces of middleware. And they are all...
Which one's the middle?
The one in the middle.
But if there's two.
Oh, that's difficult, yeah. There's a midway point in the middleware.
Okay, so there's an outer middleware and an inner middleware.
Let's do it with three.
Okay.
Then there's the second one's a middle.
Okay,
right.
Good.
But all of the middleware, it's executed in order.
Yeah.
The order's an important part of it. So let's just have a if we want to have a look at some of this stuff. So switch over to my machine, not to a beach.
We'll go back. We're leaving the beach.
So. Okay, that's a quick flight. Right, awesome. To my machine. So I'm going to go and create a file, new ASP.NET Core application. I'm just choosing the standard web application, the starter template almost.
Okay.
Web application 32 is the finest.
That's brilliant. You've been very busy with these middlewares, haven't you?
Yes. And we're going to go in and when it starts, taking its time. There we go.
Okay, brilliant.
Program.cs. This is the entry point of the application. It's just a void main in ASP.NET Core. So like any console ASP.NET application. And then it bootstraps a web host builder, and it goes into this thing called startup. Use startup file startup. So we go to startup.cs. This is our entry point for our application. This is where we set up our configuration from our JSON files in this instance. We have some services that we configure. In our application, we're using MVC, services.add, MVC. And then finally, we have this bit called configure, which is where we set up our middleware.
Okay.
And now there's lots of middleware and superfluous logic in here, which I'm going to remove. I'm just going to leave us with two pieces of middleware. Use app.use static files, which looks at the static files on disk, so images, CSS files. And then app.use MVC, which is the MVC middleware, which handles the controllers and all those things and the views and bits and pieces. Now I'm going to paste in a new piece of middleware.
Okay.
And all this is going to do is add a response.headers, and then it's going to invoke the next piece of middleware. So this is, it will not change the way the application worked at all, but if we looked at the actual response now, we'd have a header there, which would say author Martin Beebe on it.
Very good.
Yeah, it's great. So
providing you are the actual author and you haven't just stolen the code.
Yeah, so these run in order. This is a piece of middleware. You can write it like this in line in the configure thing. Probably not the best thing to do.
Okay.
The way that we would want to do this is we would add our own piece of middleware. This might be in a library or in a NuGet file, but we're going to just add it as a C# file in the project.
Okay.
So right-click Web Application 32, click Add, a new item, and we're going to select, I think it's called middleware class, yeah.
Okay.
We're going to call it middleware 404.
Good name.
Yeah. And this creates a little file which has a number of an interface in there. The portion that we're going to be concerned ourselves with is the invoke method. I'm just going to add an if statement. If the HTTP context dot response status code equals 404, await, just going to turn that to an async function, await HTTP context dot response dot write async, and I'm going to write something out. So if the status code is 404, I'm going to write, I can't find the file.
Seems quite angry about that in coders, isn't it?
It's just going to do a very basic...
I can't find the file!
Oh, it's an async method, so I'm going to return, not return, but await the next piece of middleware. So I'll put a break in there, and then I just go into my pipeline and configure, and say app dot, and then I can use that piece of middleware by saying use middleware 404.
Right, cool.
Boom. And then if we run this up, it will hit that breakpoint that we've set up in use middleware 404.
Which is the middle bit of middleware.
Yeah. The status code is 200 here, right. Not 404. And if we play that through, it's just going to open up the website normally. Even though we might have put in an error or a 404 message, it's not actually going to show us anything.
Okay. Now,
I'm just going to move over to PowerPoint, and let me get the pen out here. Now, the reason for this is if we have, we've got one piece of middleware, which is our static files, and then we've got our 404 piece of middleware.
The middle bit.
The middle bit. And then we've got our MVC middleware.
Okay.
The outer middle. So my logic at the moment is asking for a 404 error here.
Okay.
Because you see that middleware is doing its logic, and then it's doing its logic here, and then it's calling the next function, which calls the next piece of middleware. And then it executes the piece of logic, which is the bit where I'm looking for a 404 error, and then it executes the next logic.
Okay.
Now, the reason why it's not doing anything at the moment is because the status code is always going to be 200, because none of these pieces of middleware actually throw a 404.
Right.
MVC, this does, or potentially can, set the response.
Sure, because that deals with all the routing. And that.
Yeah, so it knows if a route is not actually served, or it's the incorrect route, it will, that middleware will actually send a 4, can I just write on, 404, which is what we'd expect. So this is going to call, this middleware, my new piece of middleware, is going to call next, and then it's going to call into this piece of middleware, which is our ASP stuff, which is the controller and stuff. And then it's going to return back into my existing middleware, but after that next, that call to next.
Yeah. So there's a begin, there's an in and an out for each piece of middleware.
Yeah, right. If you like, yeah. So you're effectively, no, it doesn't have to have that. If you just want an in, then the last thing that you call is next.
Right.
If you just want to be out, then you add all the logic after the next.
Right. So you have to call next at some point. It's just where in the
Flow well, if, of the, you don't have to call next, but what will happen is that then if you don't call next, then anything below the middle, it won't actually fall through. It will never call it.
Okay.
It will never call the next piece of middleware. You have to have a next to call the next piece of middleware in the chain.
Got it.
So you have this weird sort of going down the pipe and then all the way back up, which is an important important thing.
So really, the true middle is here. That's the middle of the middleware.
Yeah, that is the middle of the middleware.
Good.
And
it's got straight in my head now. I understand it now.
And I need to move my logic from before the next to after the next.
Okay.
If that makes sense. So I'm just going to move. Okay. So in here, we're going to say if HTTP context status code, I'm going to move that after the next.
Right.
And all that means after the next, inside the invoke method, after this thing which we call underscore next. And now it's going to happen, if you like, after it's already it's been passed through to the MVC.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
I've actually realized that my diagram has three elements, and actually in my middleware I've got four there.
But well, let's not worry too much about that.
So now if I pass in a root which doesn't work, it will. I can't find the file. It's just going to write that asynchronously. Now that's fine. I've written some text async.
Yep.
It could serve up a HTML page. It could do whatever. But what I discovered once I discovered that thing about middleware and I discovered about this thing, I realized that actually it's not a good right idea to write your own H404 thing. There actually is something in the framework which handles this very problem. And I'm just going to add it in here called use status code pages with re-execute. And this actually handles all status codes, not just 404. And what I can do is it will re-execute the request starting from the start again, but it will go down this new URL. So if a 404 is detected, it's going to go down to errors, index, and then it will pass over the status code error message for anything other than 200.
Okay.
So what this means now is that I can, in my MVC application, if I can add a controller called errors, MVC class controller, I'll just call that an errors controller. No need for the one, add. And then I'll just add a view. I'll need to add a new folder, errors, and then just an index CSHTML file. And in that file, I'll just, in regular capitals, I'll just
type. It's still angry.
Okay, this is now an MVC view. Save that and then run that. And now if we get a 404 error, rather than just responding with an async write, it's going to re-execute the MVC pipeline.
Okay.
The middleware pipeline, as if it was a new request, but now it's going to go down this new URL. Right. But the cool thing about that is it maintains the URL which it previously existed, so you still see all this FD, SFDS thing.
Cool.
Still there. But that's it. That's fundamentally how you write a 404 piece of middleware, or how you create middleware and how middleware works in ASP.NET Core.
So the flow of execution is very important.
It's important to know what next means and how you can execute logic before and after it and how that will execute in this kind of the flow of your middleware. And it's important to know if you're trying to create a logger, you need to instantiate that at the start.
Yeah.
But then actually you might want to log the information throughout all of the request pipeline and then printed to screen or whatever at the very end. So you need it's important to know how it all works and how it all flows. But that is middleware in ASP.NET Core.
And we're still not going on holiday.
And we're not going on holiday, but never mind.
Well, at least we've learned something.
Thank you very much for joining us for another edition of Web Hack Wednesdays. We'll see you next Wednesday for more Web Madness.